Blog Talk Radio.
Open his mouth like that. He really did that.
And if the trainer did about 50 seconds, he's over.
Ew. One really old.
What do you guys think about the house?
Yeah. Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Diva's Talk. I'm filling in tonight for La Perla Negra and Mrs. VIP, and we are talking about love because it is Valentine's Day. Let me get through this paying these bills, and then we're going to see what's rocking on here. We are Diva's Talk. We are sponsored by Raw Links. Why be average when you can be raw? I got mine. I hope you got yours. Because if you don't, you can find it pretty much anywhere. On Amazon, on Facebook, on all kinds of spots. But if you have a problem finding it, you can just get with one of us here at Epiphany. Because Arthur Larry Maddox, our illustrious leader, is also the proprietor of Raw Links. He created these pieces by hand, and they are absolutely beautiful gemstones and rocks. They're not just jewelry. They make us feel better. They give us energy. They move our hearts, just like we're supposed to be on Valentine's Day. So I'm going to get into these callers here in just a second. But I just wanted to be able to say hello and good evening and welcome you all in. I really am looking forward to seeing what all you have for us tonight. I'm sure that there's going to be some amazing poetry coming through here tonight. I'm having a little trouble with my equipment here, so bear with me. The screen went blank on me before we even started, so it's going to be one of those kinds of nights, but we're going to get through it anyway. We're going to do what we can do to make this thing work. So let's see if we can get started here. My piece tonight that I brought for you is a piece that I really wanted to throw away because it didn't work out the way I hoped it would. And I wanted to get rid of things that reminded me of the brokenness. But this piece is called Broken Divinity. He is Godhead wrapped in melanin, locks falling over mountains, cascading toward a heart battered by battles no one sees, complicated by simplicity, power unmatched, standing before us like common man. You can't understand his broken strength. Some see him as teacher, poet, scribe, possessing ancient knowledge, massive strength within shattered shards, beautifully made from discarded thoughts, compiled on tables by the hands of spirit. He speaks ancient in thunderous stanzas with authoritative tone, then chuckles at your misunderstanding because his vision is so clear that you cannot see them yet. But one day they will reveal how his struggles were ordained directly from Valhalla to build him into the wisdom he now imparts. How do I know? Because he saw me, not what stands before you, but the me everyone forced down, the goddess born within this flesh, designed to be what feminine was created, set on this path to show divinity within sexual prowess, oozing dark desires into true connection, fitting verses of carnal lust meant for sacred satiated coitus between two, designed to be one. He saw me, not as flesh, but as spirit, filling the desolate spaces that he thought would remain empty, believing there was no design that fit his pattern, not knowing my existence had been seeking him since Eden. We stand separate kinship, turbine structures, feeding each other's divine talents. Providence created all pathways that lead us here, where destiny joined us. kinetic aligned, genius musings fed, conversant hunger, fleshly desires fulfilled within, marathon conversation, skin yet to meet skin, yet full satisfaction reigns supreme. We know each other. I am his she, and he is my high, and I count it a privilege to serve him as he finds blessings in serving me. We are an institution, and our journey begins in lockstep the moment he touches me. Broken divinity now healed. The universe has shifted. It is now our time. Now that's my piece for tonight. So we're going to move ahead here. And I see Joe, the verbal mind dancer, sitting over here in the wings. Hey, Joe, I hope you're enjoying so far. How's you doing tonight?
Pretty good. How about yourself?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good. No need to complain because nobody cares to hear it.
No, he'd be surprised.
So how you doing tonight, Joe?
Oh, not too bad, not too bad. Happy Valentine's Day, by the way.
Absolutely. So did you bring us some love stuff, or did you bring us something that's going to scare us to death?
I want you something to think about. How about that?
Okay. Well, I'm going to get out of the way and give you the first mic to break for tonight. The mic is yours.
This is a personal poem. This is sent from a heart that's been tattered, shattered, battered. Now it's buttered up but cluttered up. I want to hold you so bad. I want to know you so bad. It's sad when one carries so much love in their heart, unable to share it and watch it grow old with its intended. So often mended, I believe it's offended. When the mind's blind eye can't see, it suffers so. All these programs for abuse, then the one hurt most has no one or nowhere to turn. It seeks one like itself, broken, torn. Does a heart have to be reborn? It just know love once. Can't it know the joys and pain without beginning again and again and again? Well, wherever love dwells, heaven's door, the pit of hell, it's where you find it. I'll say it again, I just want to meet it once. And just so you know, there's no need to get dressed all gaudy and do those special things behind closed doors. Send your man flowers on Valentine's Day. Share your flesh if you like. But a rose from a woman you love means more than you can imagine. Boom.
Joe, man, listen. Listen, that was amazing. You know, I just saw a video earlier today that was talking about that. Women never give their men flowers. You know, and then you spoke to it in this piece. The video I saw said a man only gets flowers at his funeral, and that was heartbreaking.
Yeah, that's pretty much true, though. Yeah.
What brought that piece on? What inspired that? You're breaking up really bad, Joe.
Yeah, trials and tribulations over the years, you know, just added a little bit of this, a little bit of that. Kind of sort of what we all go through, I believe.
Yeah, I can understand that. Well, Joe, as usual, you are the first one in here. So
yeah, thank you.
I'm going to send you over to the Temptation Station by yourself. But the bar is open, and I'm sure there's somebody going to come through and party with you in a little bit of time.
Just bring some iced tea. I'm good. Thank you.
Okay, baby. Well, one love, one mic.
One love, one mic. Thank you.
Joe, the verbal mind dancer, always comes through first and wrecks the first mic. And I see I might need two for the next person coming up here because we have none other than C-Double-34 Music sitting here in the wing. Hey, C-Double, what's happening with you?
Miss Lisa Lips, how are you doing? I'm doing well. It's your day today, so.
It's my day? I couldn't tell it by the lack of deliveries that happened at my house today.
Well, expect something coming to you.
Okay. Okay. I'll keep holding out for it.
Okay.
So what did you bring through for us tonight?
I wrote this earlier today, but I added on to it because it's supposed to be a collaboration piece. But this is my part right here, and it's called One Love.
Okay. Well, One Love, I'm going to back out the way and give you the spotlight, and you do what you do.
All right, thank
you.
Thank you. I just want to win your love. I don't think this is a game. I'm taking a risk right now. I'm trying not to be embarrassed. What are the right words to say? Should I tone down my baritone to something soft and gentle as I protect you? I want to be one with you. I want to understand eternity without the need to fantasize what it would feel like approaching you, holding you, and never holding you back. Realize that my standards as a man don't change. My compromises are fair. I want to be lost in your company until we breathe our last bit of air. I'm gambling on this one bit of love from you. Let us lock in our destiny under God. I promise that I will give you our identity. We are meant to be one love. You see, lately I've had this trepidation with trembling and shaking. I've been hesitating, seeking the right words to say to you. I knew that I could not procrastinate in making your acquaintance. And if you have ever been rejected by someone that's amazing as you are, you can't comprehend the level of devastation. So, lady, I'm not this joker drowning in water, locked in chains. I don't even like Houdini. So let me get out of this 5 minutes of funk to say, let's get together and I promise you that this will feel all right, better than we imagined. I just needed this one mic to say that. I want us to be one love. All you got to do is say yes.
Man, listen, you was kicking all kinds of lines. You put every kind of song, every lyric, every tagline. You hit it all, man. But the line that caught my attention was softening your baritone. Your baritone is amazing. You don't need to mess with that.
Thank you, very much for that.
Absolutely. So what was on your mind that made you write that piece?
It, like I said, is a collaboration. It was a prompt. And it took me a minute to think about that because you're saying one love, but you want to win your love. And,
right.
You know, I was going to go back to the Houdini part. I knew I was going to go next Friday. I knew that. And, I know the Bob Marley movie is coming out today.
Right.
So I knew that. And then I had to throw in your line.
Yeah, I heard it better than I imagined.
Yeah, I had to throw that in. So not even realizing that you were going to be on tonight. So Right. It kind of worked out.
Yeah, it did. C-Double, it's always a pleasure to have you. I know you've got a thousand things going on. I went to sleep with you and woke up with you the other day. I played one compilation going to sleep, and then I played the other one when I woke up in the morning.
So are you saying that you're the next version of Shirley Murdoch? You get me.
As a possibility.
Okay.
All right, C Double.
Nothing
thanks
like
for
fantasy,
coming in.
I tell you.
That is right. Yeah, and in my life right now, fantasy is all I got, so I got to make them as good as possible.
Well, I hope I was satisfactory.
You were absolutely wonderful.
Thank you.
I will do that again, most definitely.
All right. So
all right.
Send me over to Joe the Verbal so I can be his protege to his Enter the Dragon Bruce Lee.
Okay, that'll work. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
C-Double 34 Music and his baritone came in and graced our stage with every possible title of every possible thing that he could come up with. Well, let's see if we can pay a couple bills here real quick. Then we'll pick up with another great artist. I see Anthony Arnold in the wing, so just hold your horses, and we're going to get to him in a second after we pay this bill.
Tiffany Radio.
And that's exactly what it is. This is Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. And if you're listening online and you want to come in and spit, the call-in number is 319-527-6300 and press that 1 to join the queue, because we got some heavy hitters hanging out in the wings right now, and I want to see some more of y'all come through and join us, because we're going to have a lot of fun in here tonight. We're going to welcome to Divas Talk Mr. Anthony Arnold. Hey, hon, how you doing?
I'm doing all right. How you doing?
I'm good. I'm glad you came to play with me tonight.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day to you.
So I know you came through with something for us to think about.
Actually, I'm going to go to the romantic group tonight.
Oh, okay. Okay. We get some love out of Anthony Arnold tonight, but I'm going to give you the gold mic. You need the gold mic because you get ready to do up something a little different. I'm going to hand you this mic here, and I'm going to get out the way.
Thank you, mic is yours.
This
is a piece called I Do. I stand here today with my heart in my hand. Promising to love, honor, and obey, to cherish you with all my soul, until I draw my last breath. I promise to be your guardian, to watch over you, to protect that most precious, your heart. I promise to kiss away your tears, your hurt, your pain. You are my starship, my wing and a prayer, my ride or die. This is the beginning of the rest of our lives, a journey without end. And the only thing I can say is, I loved you then, I'll love you now, I'll love you forevermore. I do. And that's that piece.
Goodness. Can't have a breathless. That was beautiful. I had to fan myself. It's gotten hot in here all of a sudden.
Now, so you know better. Behave yourself, madam.
It's the bass and the voice and the beautiful words. Oh, my goodness. The till death do us part stuff is just amazing. They sounded like, that sounded like almost wedding vows. It was beautiful.
Actually, the piece was meant to be a wedding vow.
Okay.
But it didn't work that way. Well, I was already married at the time when I wrote it. But, that was what it was meant to be. It was something I was playing around with, and that's how it came out.
Well, it was beautiful. It was beautiful. It made me blush a little bit.
Thank you, ma'am. I appreciate it.
Yeah, I don't know what shenanigans are going on over in the Temptation Station, but Joe and C-Double are over there. And I know that the bartender is trying to push the scotch tonight, so I don't know what's happened, but I'm going to send you on over there, and hopefully you will remain safe.
Oh, I ain't worried. Trust me, I can handle myself.
Okay, love. Well, if I hear glass breaking, I'm not going to look down the hall. I don't want to know what's happening. All right, love. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Anthony Arnold coming in, dropping all that mushy stuff out here on the floor. Okay, let me get myself together. Whew. All right. All right, I see I finally got a sister in the house. I see Gina Storm. Gina Storm, what is going on with you tonight?
Happy Wednesday. I'm just here for the love poetry.
Happy Wednesday to you as well. Thank you for coming through.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I would be here regardless. I was just happy that there was going to be a show.
Yeah, I kind of got the word at the last moment, but I was determined to get in here and spread some love on Valentine's Day.
Absolutely.
So what did you bring through tonight? I'm sure you've got something. Is this going to be a freestyle or did you write something?
I was finishing it up when you unmuted me. I started writing it while Anthony was sitting his feet. So
yeah, these men that came through with all these deep voices, it got me a little out of my element tonight.
It's good stuff, though. It's good stuff. I think that we needed a balance in the feminine voices and energy. Because,
yeah.
It's a good thing, though. The brothers are holding it down.
Yeah, I'm doing my best.
Absolutely.
I'm going to step out of the way because I know that you've got something that's going to amaze us all because you always do. Just the spotlight down a little bit because Anthony's a little bit tall. Bring the spotlight down a little bit. Hand you this mic. The mic is yours.
All right. I'm ready to go. Thank you. For those of you who don't know, I write a series called Dear Love on Facebook, and this is one of my Dear Love letters. I titled it Future Last Love, and it starts this way. Dear Future Last Love, I write this for us, even though right now it's just in my mind and heart. That's precisely where you need to be now. Be your dream, and I can't wait for it to come true. You already are mine, not just a Valentine one day in February, because we exist. See, soon, you stay with me, so I'll make it long. Time in my busy life and schedule, in my heart, in my bed, we'll make dates. Push it together. Pray, eat, and feed each other. Speak honest and kindly to each other. Every day we'll kiss sweetly, deeply, and tenderly. The very thought will take our breath away. You will be sexy, strong, and handsome to me. The only me. I'll be sensual, strong, and lovely. We'll smile at the thought of each other. I can't wait to meet your mother. I want you to meet mine, too. I know that you will chill with my brothers because we both enjoy family same way. Work hard, serve God, and play. But dear love, my pen has volumes of poems that I've dedicated to you. I'll share each as the dream of us comes true. I'm Dean Storm. Thank you for indulging. That's not easy.
It's never just an indulgence. You always take us on a ride. Now, what inspires that peace?
That man that's coming. I'm getting my life in order so that I'm ready to receive him when he arrives.
Okay. You know what? That's the smartest thing I've heard in a minute. Because too many of us want a man, but we don't prepare for him. We think he's just supposed to come in and fix everything.
Oh. We got some work to do. I'm doing mine now.
Absolutely. We all have work to do. It's not just his place to have to come in and clean up the mess we created. We're supposed to be fixing our mess before he gets there.
Absolutely. Oh, yeah.
And that was a beautiful
And they say what you seek in is seeking you. So I'm looking forward to it because I know he's looking for me just like I want to be found.
Right, right. That part. You know, it's not just one of us looking for something and we happen to find somebody that kind of fits the bill. Everybody got to be looking and being prepared for whatever it is they're looking for. Well, Gina, tell us what you got going on. I know you got stuff going on all over the place.
I do. I got lots of going on Clubhouse this weekend. I'll be in the kitchen at 1 Central 2 Eastern. Round of the Round Speed Round style, where we're cooking up our poetry all afternoon. They can catch me and this day is the best day in Gina's show, where we are doing a frank discussion on sex, grown folks' conversations. That's a necessity because intimacy is being lost along the way. We want to find out why and what y'all say. Catch us at 8 Central, 9 Eastern here at the Tiffany Universe. On this For Real Entertainment Network. Same caller number 319-527-6300. Press 1 if you want to join the conversation. Catch me back at Clubhouse on Sunday in the living room at 7 Central, 8 Eastern, where we have deep dives into poetry and get to know the poets better. Sunday morning at the AM Drive at 7 Central, 8 Eastern. Start your week, your Monday, and your morning off with the WSHOP. Small House of Poetry, Shop Radio, AM Drive Show, where we have topics like Facts 366, which is a leap year. Hope to see y'all there.
All right. Now, you got a whole lot happening. I'm going to have to try and bring myself through on Saturday. That sounds like an interesting discussion.
Yeah, well, I think that everybody, it's a necessity for all of us. If you're single, if you're in a marriage, if you're dating, if you're engaged, if you're divorced and available, yeah, let's talk about it. It's a real topic, and we're grown, and we're going to do what we're grown to talk about sex. So, I look forward to that. I'm going to trip a little bit. Since I'll be the only girl in the lounge, I'm going to make sure that I get a good seat so I can see what these brothers are up to.
Absolutely, because I see your partner coming up behind you, so you need to get in there and get comfortable before he comes in.
And wreak havoc. Thank you very much. I appreciate that. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic. That was Gina Storm coming through, spitting some knowledge for us tonight. Now, I see quite a few folks hanging out, but y'all ain't pressing the one. So I'm going to say it again. The call-in number is 319-527-6300. And you got to press one, or I don't know you're trying to get in here. All right? I see Just Jay. Just Jay, what's going on with you tonight?
Everything and nothing at the same time.
Happy Valentine's Day.
I appreciate you. I ain't been Valentine's Day in a long time. Even when I was doing it, I was trying to say I wasn't doing it because everybody wants Valentine's Day. but this it's legit this go around. I heard my partner up in here. All right, Gina, go in on. I see you up there doing your thing and everything, man.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I'm back with you.
It's all right. She came through and kept me from being the only female in here. I appreciate it.
I see that. Didn't Valentine's Day and stuff around this used to be like the women got all geared up for it? I mean, hearing the men in here going and ain't shit over here and about the love. So, yeah. Man,
and
these
sure
women better come and get some of that crap on them.
I'm sure you get ready to do something that's going to get me all off my game. I know you.
Oh, no. No. All right. I might do something.
You're a mess, man.
You talk me into it. Because at first I wasn't about to do nothing. Then a couple of kind words later, I was like, I was doing something.
Well, I'm going to scoot back in the chair and get myself comfortable because I know you get ready to say some things that are going to have me squirming. And if I sit too close to the edge, I might fall on the floor. So I'm going to adjust your light, and I'm going to hand you this new mic, and I'm going to get out the way. The mic is yours.
All right. I'm just a poor popper of a poet over here. Just all right, let me just go into this. I want to come from behind you, gently and softly. Nestle my body in behind yours as you reach up to place your arm around the back of my head. As my lips follow with the diligence down your wrist back to your neck with tender kisses as I whisper naughty affirmations of love and lust, licking the words onto your lobes as I feel your ass grind on my obelisk of granite, while my hands grip the base of your silky melons. Passionately, my fingertips knead the dough, ever forward the feeling in the gentle mealing of your fleshy melons, stopping just short of your nipples, making them ache for the touch of my greedy hands, causing your nipples to pucker as my hunger for you blazes and sizzles like a small fire in the place. That fire, that same fire that stoked tonight's desire, gentle with soft breath and tenderness, let's lean on us. Let's synchronize our balance in a mobile of ballets as I grow weary of denying your nipples my touch. As I relinquish this grip of your hefty clutch, these thirsty hands desire to meditate on you. skimming the surface of your land, searching for your oasis, the oasis of your honey, just beyond your labia's drift. Poem.
See how you do, Lord have mercy. What? Oh, my God, there's so much in that I can't even wrap my head. As soon as I hear one line, another line would blow me out. Oh, my goodness. And what inspired that ink?
This is something I had wrote last year when I had started messing around with erotica. But actually, I was more messing around with sensuality, so I tried to avoid all the hot words. And the rest of that, I think nipples was about the most risque I had got up in here. But it was the whole build-up to it that made it seem like it was more than what it was.
Right. It's a beautiful piece. It does exactly what you set it out to do. It gets you right on the edge.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that. Last week, me and Gina held down a room where we actually – just ask for sensual poetry. We said, do we know any poets that know any sensual poetry? The people that came through and spit really had inspired us to go ahead and do this next phase that we're going to do this Saturday, where we have a big boy and girl discussion about intimacy, communication, a.k.a. Sex. So we're asking everybody to come on in. Let's have a nice time. Sensual poetry, no erotica. I would hate to have to mute somebody's mic in the midst of their poem. We want to keep this a certain way. And I'm going to say it up front, so if it happens, anybody don't take it the wrong way that I just muted them for nothing. I want them to know I muted them because they had crossed the line.
Okay. I'm going to have to behave myself then, I guess. I'm going to have to come right up to that line.
Hey, we welcome it. But if all of a sudden it gets real quiet, you'll know why.
When I hear that little blog talk voice muted.
You've done enough for the evening. Who said that? It was not the blog talk lady. Go have a special button for the people.
Yeah, I'm going to have to work on something for you and come through and see if I can stay on the right side of the line.
Hey, we welcome you. We welcome you. We welcome all the poets that are listening tonight, as a matter of fact. Even if you don't want to spit, if you just help to put the conversation.
Well, I'm hoping that you have a whole room full of folks, so much so that you ain't gonna know what to do with all of us. And we can have a great discussion. Have a great discussion.
9 Eastern.
Absolutely.
8 Central. Come by and check out me and Gina Storm. We're gonna be over there doing our thing until it don't do no more. If it turn out bad, we just won't do it no more because we've been sticking to all love and heartbreak poetry. So we've kind of built a culture over there. We appreciate you guys for helping us to build that culture as well. But we're going to go ahead and branch out and do some big boy and girl stuff. We invite y'all to be there with us. Appreciate y'all. Appreciate you too, Lisa. Been loving the show. What's been going on here?
All right.
Another
thank
fat
you
shout
so
out
much.
To my partner, Gina Storm, out there.
Yeah, she's over there trying to hold it down for the females because there's a whole lot of testosterone in the bar right now.
Some more heading over there.
All right,
oh,
well,
man.
You head on over to Temptation Station, and I appreciate you coming through. One love, one mic. That was just Jay coming through with the sensual side of poetry. Now, I'm not quite sure what we're going to get here, but I see another one of Epiphany's own, actually, somebody who's kind of a flagship here. We've got Divine Inspiration.
I just said, if he was here.
Divine Inspiration, do you hear me?
I'm so sorry. Yes, yes, here I am.
Hey, what's happening?
Can you hear me? How
yes,
you
I
doing?
Can. I am doing well. How are you?
Hey, I can't complain about nothing. I woke up this morning, and I'm sitting back relaxed with a Bud Ice, so everything is good with me right now. The Bud Ice keep you nice.
Well, I want to wish you a happy Valentine's Day, and thank you for coming through.
Thank you for having something today, and same to you.
Absolutely.
I was gonna start about some of the history of Valentine's Day. I said, let me just shut up. It's not necessary. Everybody knows that all of our holidays were based on pagan things, so there's no point in even going through it again.
Absolutely.
And with as much chaos in the world there is today, a day of love, you can't go wrong. So I decided to hush my mouth.
Well, what did you pull out for us today?
Well, I wrote something a while ago for another show. So this was one of my erotic pieces, I guess you could say.
Okay. All right, then.
But it's still by divine inspiration, so.
Okay.
You'll see when I do it. And this is in honor of a very, very good friend of mine that has passed on. She just fell in love with this piece, so. It's called Marital Bliss.
All right. I'm going to get out of your way. The mic is yours.
Thank you so much, Queen. First and foremost, let me make sure you all know that this heated right is how my marital sex shall go. Now, I don't believe in bragging over one's skills or how one can serve, but I can assure you that my tongue game will receive protection from abuse orders after I attack every vaginal nerve. Because as my wife, it is my sole purpose to serve. To serve manual manipulations, oral stimulations, internal sexual interrogations, reality vacations, just to name a few. These, my wife, are but a pittance of what is in store for you. The sounds emanating from our marital bed will be of such that the wild stallions shall hang their heads in shame. They will feel as if their carnal, raw breeding was merely a child's game. After we wind and grind and slurp and swallow, sex as we know it will never be the same. My mouth will explore every inner surface of your velvet box. Like a groundhog, I will burrow deep within your hole. I will swallow and suck on your honey pot till I suck out your very soul. Only to reinsert your soul when I enter you. Shaming bulls in heat, our acts of procreation will have songs sung in every language and every nation. And I will not stop. I refuse to stop without you achieving total, complete sexual satisfaction. All this and so very much more is in store for you, my wife, to be shared with absolutely no other one. You will love me forever before I'm done. So won't you come and retire with me into our marital bed and allow me to worship you from your pinky toe to the crown of your head, causing orgasms upon orgasms upon orgasms until the words I tap out are said. Then I will finish with a tsunami release joined with a love-filled passionate kiss. And this, my wife, is how we shall enjoy the blessings of marital bliss. Boom.
I'm a little perplexed. This is not an element I'm used see from you. I'm just coming in on Sunday night and calling Jesus. You got to be calling Jesus for a whole nother reason right now.
That's right, but and you can, because God never said your sex life had to be boring. He just said you got to.
Listen, I have written about the same thing. If you pay attention to my erotica, you will understand that every piece I write is about a monogamous couple.
There you go. There you go.
Yeah.
So it ain't got to be too many rules and regulations. It's the main one. You can be a freak all day long. Just put a ring on that finger.
Listen, I heard you saying you was going to suck out her soul and then reinsert it. That just took me out.
Well, when you think of it, when you really is committed to that act, it's all out, you know. The pleasures, the all of it is just, you can't beat it when it's done under the right way, the right rules and regulations, because he knew what he was doing when he set it up that way.
Absolutely. You're absolutely right. So, Brother Paul, what do you have happening for us on Epiphany this week?
This Sunday, I wasn't sure if I was going to do something that I've never done before on the Inspiration Factory. And since it's right after Valentine's Day, I was thinking about having something romantic. Because, like I said,
I can see that.
God said you got to be bored. You just got to be married. So I'm going to see what kind of – plus it's going to challenge some people to be able to write without being
blatantly,
yeah,
over the top. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Leave something for the imagination and for you to fill in the blanks or something. Like, you ain't got to give it all to them, just a little tease, you know. And like I said, we just – thank God for what he's brought into our lives as far as love is concerned.
Absolutely. I'm going to make sure to come through, and I'm going to take a nap before the show so I don't fall off on you like I did last time.
Now, see, I wasn't going to bring that up.
I admit, I will call my own self out. I went into Divine Inspiration Sunday night, and I really, truly wanted to be there. I had my piece pulled up and everything, and sleep fell on me. And when I woke up, they was playing the final song, so... Yeah.
Well, it's not as bad as, who is it? Is that Automatic? I think that a few times we've opened his mic and you could hear him snoring.
Uh-huh.
So we would go back to him periodically and he just snored the show away. Hey, life happens, you know.
Absolutely.
And the body will definitely tell you when it's time to sit your behind down because you've been ripping and running too much.
Uh-huh. When your body's tired, once you sit still, your body's like, okay, you done enough.
That's right. Now, I'm going to make you go night-night, Negro. And you
look,
do. So.
Maybe you can go over there and help defend Gina's honor, because there's a whole lot of men over there with her in the bar right now. And
I'm
sure there's fresh iced tea, and you said you already got you a Bud Light, so.
Bud Ice. I don't need nothing light.
Okay, Bud Ice.
But
okay.
I'm going over there to watch the fireworks because Gina's name is Storm, okay? So I think she can have it. So if it gets carried away, I'm just going to watch out and see what color the walls turn.
All right, Paul, you head on over to Temptation Station. I appreciate you coming through.
Oh, it's my pleasure. I'm glad it was here tonight. I needed this. Thank you, Queen.
Absolutely.
And I'm going to go over there and wild out with the rest of the crew.
All right. One love,
one light. God bless.
Paul Sampson on the mic came through and dropped some love and some sensuality on us tonight. I think I need to drop a little bit of music. Let's do this right here. Thank you.
entertainment. Let's make a song.
Network, and you're listening to Divas Talk. I am your host tonight, Lisa Lips, and we are sponsored by Raw Links. Why be average when you can be raw? If you're under the sound of my voice, we've got just about another hour before the Blog Talk lady kicks you out. And if you want to come and join me on this stage now, give me a call at 319-527-6300. And don't forget to press the 1, because if you don't press the 1, I can't open your mic, okay? So I see a number I'm not familiar with. I see 404, area code 404. Who do we have on the mic?
Come on, Lisa. You know my number. This is Rare.
Hey, girl, what's happening? You don't,
hey,
you don't know my written down number list here. I got I've got the old fashioned pen and paper list here, and I ain't have the electronic one.
Hey, I just been enjoying the show.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you coming through.
You been up here with all these brethren, and Gina came and saved you.
Thank you, because, man, listen, it's a whole lot of testosterone in here, and I'm getting a little nervous.
Well, no. I mean, there's a lot of it. I mean, I know you a lot of women, but doggone, that's a lot. You know, it ain't enough to divide the pie.
Right. So I know I ain't even got to ask that you get ready to come through and start some ruckus.
I'm not going to start ruckus. I'm going to be nice tonight.
Okay.
It's, you know, it's Valentine's Day. I'll be nice. I'll be nice.
For y'all that don't know, Rare is my Valentine this year. I sent Rare a big old Valentine. I asked her, and she told her she butter me.
Butter me. And I said, yes, I'm Lisa's Valentine this year, dagnabbit. And Lisa is mine.
Absolutely. That's what keeps me in the convent.
Yes. Amen. Convent.
Look, I'm going to get out your way and give you some space. Brother Paul came in here and was sucking out souls and reinserting them. So I got to cool myself off and get some ice water.
Right. I was like, wait, did he put it back? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Maybe that's where I went wrong. I didn't give him back. Never mind. Okay.
Yeah. All right, girl. I'm going to get out your way, and the mic is yours.
Okay. The question, what does love sound like? My answer, this is supposition, conjecture. What I listen to in my dreams, it is not a thing like love songs where the melody wormholes into your mind and you can sing along flawlessly. After hearing it a time or two, I've been mistaken more than a few times. I find myself thinking that what's been ringing in my mind is a figment of my imagination. I be hearing things. I be wondering if I was right all along, if maybe all those love songs I heard in the past were just bad remixes of the original. Damn, you so original. Familiar, a heal your heart kind of melody, friendly and warm, authentic and born from the richness of your personhood. You understood the score. I listen a little more, trying to be sure, to be absolute in my interpretation. So please excuse my hesitation in answering the question. It's just that I constantly question if what I am listening to is love. So love, here is the surety of what I am unsure of. To me, sounds like welcoming. Like the beckoning in your voice when you ask me a serious question, like your anticipation of my answer, like the way poems dance off your tongue, writhe among the wisdom sung in your dialect, like the unexpected accidentals in your symphony of soulfulness, how you finesse the rhythm of conversation and laughter. Love sounds like the hum of happiness in the silence after hanging up the phone. As remembrance lingers long into the hours between exchanges, love sounds like the strangest of comforts in the plainest of refrains. I refrain from naming this tune. Let its ambiance fill the rooms of my heart and mind. And I don't mind the repeats and interludes of lucid dreams and aspirations, how you coda affirmations in an orchestration so perfectly serene that it seems like dreamscape. Love to me sounds like escape from a tragedy, from the raggedy badlands of misunderstanding and self-imposed solitude, like a song I used to listen to but stopped because it always made me cry. I guess that's why. Love to me sounds like the smile that stretches across my face when your name graces the LED screen of my phone. I've grown to adore these moments of ministry when you minister to me and allow me the privilege to speak and minister back. And in all honesty, I admit that love to me sounds like the way my name slips through your lips like a prayer, scripture. Like you lick your lips after speaking it in taste. Do not waste a drop of me like you do not waste a drop of it. Love to me sounds like you making love to me in word and deeds that are not innately sexual but so visceral that my spine tingles and our thoughts mingle, intertwine, find sweet spots. Don't stop until climax, until the magic of cognizance drips, wets words with wizened wonder in the wake of our wanderlust. It sounds like us and we, like you. And me, like the case, sera, sera of whatever will be, will be. Love, to me, sounds like being free, like being allowed to be me without apology or the need to contextualize my feelings, not even to myself. It's the healthy way you make space so I don't have to diminish my wealth and save face. Like how the beautiful synchronicity of the notes of my value, Pied Piper, draw you rather than deter you. You do not question my worth. Do not emit hum of disdain bursts from sticker shock. Do not mock or haggle or bring down my price. Offer yourself in full. That's why love to me sounded like bullshit in the past. Why the song never lasted too long, never got past the intro. The vibrations were too low to be perceptible. But you are an incredible high, and I think you sound just like love. Epiphanies.
Woo! Yes, girl, that was beautiful. Now, what brought on that piece? Because that piece has as much push as pull. It wants to be loved, but it's afraid.
Mm-hmm. It was actually a prompt given to me by King Drip.
Okay.
It was what does love sound like?
King Drip is good for pulling out these stoppers and giving us stuff that we weren't looking for.
Yes, he chooses violence with his prompts.
yes, he does.
It was two of them, because one was what does love sound like, and one was what does love look like. And this was the what does love sound like piece.
Okay. Well, you did an amazing job, as always, with it.
Well, thank you very, very much.
Now, I don't know what's happening in the lounge because, like I told you, there's a whole lot of testosterone over there. Gina's trying to hold it down by herself right now.
Ain't nobody scared. You know, I ride around with that Nina.
Yeah, see, I was about to say, I'm sure you pack it, so they ain't going to cross you but so much. Well, I love you, and I'm so glad you came through tonight.
I love you back.
Well, have a good time over there in the Temptation Station, and I'm going to stand out of your way and let you get down this hallway so you can see what's ahead of you. And I'm going to wish you one love, one mic.
I'm bringing my camera.
Yeah, so I could see later what in the world was going on. All right. All right, baby. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
That was the amazing, rare epiphany. She comes to me as a rare epiphany, and she's amazing, and it's always great to have her in here. Now, I see a surprise popping up here because I'm in here tonight because the ladies were having a little bit of issues today. And I see Danielle, so I'm going to open her mic now. La Perla Negra, thank you for coming through. What's going on, sis?
You're welcome, and thank you for standing in for me. I truly, truly appreciate it. I was having issues, and you know what? That little grandson of mine played me right out of position. Hear me? What I thought was maybe some little pains and aches was a temper tantrum for something I told him no for, and he played it to the hilt. Hear me?
Oh, my goodness.
I'll tell you about the rest of it later. It's going to have you cracking up because I just felt like a dumbass later.
Listen, I'm trying to tell you. These babies nowadays.
Ooh, girl. I'm talking.
Yeah,
the faces he was making. I said, oh, shit. You wanted, you know what? Because it was about him getting attention from me, too. And I seen what he did. He's a Pisces like his grandma, and he played me right out of position. But it's all good. I'm going to get his little butt back later on in life. I promise you I will. But he got me good. I was almost in tears in here because I couldn't figure out. I thought he was constipated. I thought his stomach was hurt. Nope. That was all a plot to get attention. Just a little.
Let me act sick so Grandma spend all day taking care of me.
Oh, girl, he just took me through it. Even my son came out of his room. He's like, are you all right? I said, I don't know what's wrong with him. I just kept petting him up. Oh, he got me good. But that's all right. I'm going to tell him about this later on in life, too. Oh,
right.
Goodness.
Yeah. The fun part is reminding them when they get grown how they acted when they were little.
Mm-hmm. He ain't going to believe this, but I recorded him after he got himself together and he got the attention that he wanted from me. I'm like, I'm going to put this on a hard drive or something or somewhere I can save it for later to show it to him. You know, he's a kid, you know? And I'm like, his dad just came and picked him up. And I said, oh, still got plenty of time. I can call in. Yeah, he is.
Well, I'm,
as my niece said,
I'm
him,
glad
him,
you came
him,
in. I'm glad you came in. And I am absolutely going to get out of your way and give you this spotlight. They wrecked your mics in here, but I think I still got one gold one left I'm going to hand you.
Oh, a golden mic. Oh, so
yes, ma'am. All right, the mic is yours.
Thank you. Okay, this is got a little bit to do with love. It's nothing for Valentine's Day, but it's something, and you guys have heard it before. So this is called Renewal is Coming. In the midst of winter's flow, the rich embering of leaves fall as fall leaves. Tawny hues of the once rich green life that danced with the wind now lie huddled on frost-layered soil, whispering in the welcoming of what will turn to the bitter cold, a time for release. Change is inevitable and necessary, so renewal is coming. Wounds left from blades burned by experience are now just stains of the past, and I am now age's transparent beauty left open for love. True love grows best in the soil of emotions passionately expressed, so bless me with your transparency. There is no darkness here, because I am receptive to truth, and my love will never prick like the thorns of past roses you picked from different gardens. Allow me to comfort you. I want you to love me without fear, because I know that the waterfalls that come from the most pain were once what flowed from your eyes, the hidden ones falling from your heart. But there's no poisoning of the water of positivity here, so allow me to be your peace in a world that is unkind. Know that the sweetness of my nectar never sours, and here is where you can always quench your thirst for safety and trust. Spirit is always at the center of this partnership, so your heart is safe with me, because it will always be in the hands of blessings and light. Now, I can't heal you, but I offer you a healthy space to work in and on it. Release your spirit to the comfort I'll provide. Make my heart your home and grow with me, because not only will I love you with everything in me on your good days, but even harder when you're at your worst, because I'm your number one fan. And that's that piece.
Wow, that was beautiful.
Thank you.
That piece puts the word dedication in my mind. Because
mm-hmm.
when you love that way, it's about being dedicated to that love.
Yeah.
What inspired you to write that?
I think I've said this before. I have not experienced someone giving me true love from the purest part of them, which is the pit of your heart. I've never had a spiritual connection with anyone that I've been with. So I long for that. That's really the only thing in life that I long for, is to have real love enter in my life. And I stay open. I've given love, which comes from a pure place in me, but I've never experienced. So when I write pieces like this, it's me not just speaking it into existence. I'm speaking to spirit, the creator, to let the universe know that I'm ready, okay? And it pretty much knows my heart. And that's pretty much it.
Okay. I know in my spiritual teachings growing up, it said something about speaking things into existence. If you want it, then put it out there. And mm-hmm. that's the only way it's going to come to you. So mm-hmm. I understand that, absolutely. La Perla Negra, what do you got happening for us on Epiphany?
Well, let me say, I'll start with Wednesday nights. So such as tonight. You can catch me co-hosting with my sexy, sultry voice diva, Mrs. VIP, and that is every Wednesday night at 9. We don't have a topic yet, but whatever we come up with, I'm sure you're going to love it. And every Monday night, you can catch me in King and Queen's Quarters co-hosting with Sergio Atterbury, a.k.a. King Atterbury. And that is just bring what you like. And that's pretty much it. Every show here on Epiphany, except for certain Friday nights, is at 9 p.m. And that's it. Back to you, Diva.
All right. Now, I don't know what's happening in that lounge. Because all of them are over there. Yeah, they over there swinging for the fences. Now, this is something new for you because you never get to go to the Temptation Station until after the show.
I know, right? I go in there when it's cleanup time, you know, and see if everything went smooth. Who over there? Who all over there? As we always
you
say.
Got C-Double over there. You got Joe the Verbal Mind Dancer over there. You just heard Paul coming here swinging for the fences.
I didn't, but I see in the chat something took place, but I'll ask him about it when I get over there.
Brother Paul in here talking about sucking out souls and reinserting them.
Yo, not Pastor Paulie. What?
Yes.
Lord. Oh, I got to shout out my girl, Rare Epiphany. Yo, I already knew he was getting ready to get treated. Now, I heard her piece. I'm glad I came in at the time that I did because I got a chance to hear her piece. And it is rare that you hear Rare over here on Epiphany. Because, you know, she's a bitty lady, and I get it, lifey-lifing. But, yo, she's a treat, okay?
Yeah. Brother Paul was on before that, and he was in here talking about all kinds of carnal pleasures that happen amongst husbands and wives. I had to get myself a nice cold glass of water because I was a bit verklempt.
Okay. I can handle the crowd. I'm gonna go over there and stand in the doorways quietly, so they don't even see me watching. I want to see them in their natural habitat, you know, men among men. Then I'm gonna make my presence felt.
Yeah, just Jay over in there too. You know he cutting up.
I know he is. He can't help it though.
Well, I appreciate you coming through. I know you've had a hectic day, and for you to show up with me was amazing. So I'm trying to hold it down for you and give you that break you needed.
Thank you once again. I'm so grateful for it. I appreciate you. Love you, girl.
One love, one mic. And there's a treat we rarely get to have. We get the comfortable, laid-back version of Danielle, a.k.a. Rare Epiphany. Rare Epiphany, a.k.a. La Pearl, La Negra, coming through her own show, showing off a little bit. All right, so we're going to jump over here and do one quick ID, and then I see Mr. Lewis Speaks hanging out in the wing, y'all. So we're going to get right back to him, okay?
I just took my socks off.
Take them off.
I just took my socks off.
Take them off.
I just took my socks off.
Take them off.
At Epiphany Radio.
And you heard them. It's Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. And this is Divas Talk. I'm Lisa Lips, filling in for the Divas tonight. La Pearl La Negra just stepped over into the Temptation Station. And Mrs. VIP is a little under weather, so we're going to say a couple prayers for her. And we're going to get right back to this mic now. Ms. Lewis Speaks, I see you hiding out over here. What you doing tonight, baby? What's happening?
Not too much. I'm over here just chilling. Got a lot on my mind, but I decided to get on the show and spit a little bit.
Well, I absolutely appreciate you coming in. I always love it when you come through.
Yeah, appreciate it. I appreciate it. It's like you got a tough act to follow, you know, LaPearl and Hagar. Everybody before me, you know. So
I'm sure you can handle it. I've heard what you spit. I'm sure you can handle it.
I got a little something for you,
Okay, let me get you a mic here, and I'm going to get on out your way. The mic is yours.
All right. I call this piece, Let Me Love You. You don't mind if I work, do you?
Do what you do, baby.
All right, then. This piece was inspired by all the sisters who deserve a real man to show them what true love is. My dear, I see you from afar, so appealing to the eye, yet your conversation truly gives a mental stimulation. I mean, you truly put me in another world that makes me want to spend my whole lifetime with you. You, my dear, are the woman of my dreams. Will you let me love you? You deserve to have a man who will love you through the pain. You deserve to experience what love is 24/7, 365. You deserve to have that smile be a permanent fixture every time I look into your eyes. Let me love you and touch the deepest regions of your soul. Let me love you and give you a mental climax that blows your mind. Let me be the man that God designed for you. Let me show you that our love is one of a kind. I want to cover you in prayer. I want to calm all of your fears. I want to be your biggest supporter as you chase your dreams. I want to always be your comforter. I want to wipe away your tears. This is the chance that you have. This is the chance for you to have the man that you finally prayed for and to have all of your dreams come true. These words that I speak are true, and from the depths of my soul, I'll ask you again, will you let me love you? Peace.
Woo! Yeah, that was beautiful. Now, you're asking for permission to give your love to someone in that piece. What made you write something like that?
Man, I wrote this after several conversations and past relationships. And I know that I dealt with some sisters that had a lot of heartache and had a lot of pain. And a couple even told me I couldn't even receive the love that you gave because I was still in a hurt state of mind. I had to tell them, you know, in order for you to get past that, in order for you to go forward, you need to stop looking back. Nobody telling you to forget, but you can't keep dwelling on it because you'll miss something good looking back at what hurt you.
I can understand that. Having been broken myself in past relationships, it's hard to want to let go and actually believe that somebody is not going to do the same thing to you again. And, you know, it's hard to let that guard down sometimes.
Right. So true.
Yeah. And that kind of goes back to what Gina was saying earlier about you having to work on yourself and prepare yourself to be loved as much as you want someone to love you. You can't come in the door with all your traumas and expect someone else to fix it.
That's right. Not by a long shot. But hey, it's all about letting go. You know, you won't know unless you want to let your guard down. Sometimes you just got to jump off the deep end. You know.
Yes, but. I find that nowadays it's harder and harder for people to do that, to get to a point where they want to take that leap. They see what's in front of them, but they fear what's happened to them before, and they just keep holding back.
Right. Sad, but true.
I tend to put people on the line when they come at me and they're talking about they want to spend their time with me and they want to do this, that, and the other thing. And I say, what's your plan? And all of a sudden, then there's no conversation. Oh, you got to have a plan. You can't just come in here and say, oh, we just kicking it. I'm not that girl. So what's your plan? You coming in here because you just want to date? You trying to come over here because you want to build something? You see something in me that you want to build with? Or are you just trying to come over here and kick it? Let me know. Then all of a sudden they don't have no conversation because now I put them on the line.
Right. So true.
Yeah, I was
gotta call them.
I was talking with, right. I was talking with someone earlier, and he was all fun and games until I said something like that. And I was like, well, then you need to make a plan. You need to set up a date and tell me when and where so I know what we're doing. He's like, huh? I said, like, yeah, you're not just going to call me and say, hey, come out the house. That ain't happening. I need a plan so I can get my hair and makeup right and get my dress right so I can come out to whatever event it is that you've set up for us.
I totally understand. Make a plan. Mm-hmm. I'll just be winging and all of that. I definitely get it. I do.
Yeah.
I wanted to get something quick and bless y'all with a little some. I hope I didn't do too bad. You know.
You always come through and knock the doors off. Man, stop playing, you know.
I appreciate it. I do.
All right.
I do.
I think Temptation Station might be calmed down a little bit because Rare is over there and Rare ain't having it. So I invite you to head on over.
Will do. Over there with
all
some
right,
heavy hitters. I'm going to mingle for a bit.
All right. I appreciate you. And thanks for coming through.
Always. Nothing but love.
All right, love. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic. Be blessed.
All right. Mr. Lewis speaks in the house. Came through with some wisdom for us. Now, I see a caller that I am not familiar with. I see 518, area code 518. Can you tell me who I have on the mic?
You really don't know my number by now? Really? That's very interesting, Lisa. Very interesting.
Like I said to Rare earlier, I ain't got the electronic list. I got the ink and paper list. You ain't on the ink and paper list yet.
Oh, really? Really now? Okay.
I've been writing down folks as they come through when I'm on here, man. And this is the first time I've had the pleasure of opening your mic.
Mm-hmm. All right. If that's what you're telling me, I'll take it.
All right, Javi. I appreciate you coming in here tonight. Raritan already came here and blew the doors off. I don't know if you heard Paul Sampson, but Paul Sampson just has thrown me for a loop tonight.
Nah, I heard Pastor Slanky was in here throwing that matrimony. That matrimonial, no bed is defiled, poetry. I heard.
Yes.
And he was in here.
Yeah, but that line about sucking out souls and then reinserting them caught me completely off guard.
Not ready. Pastor Slinky, what are you doing? Pastor Slinky. Oh, man. Hilarious. Wow.
Well, I get the privilege of saying Happy Valentine's Day to you now in person.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it. Happy Valentine's Day to you, Madame. How are you feeling?
Thank you, love. I appreciate you. I love the love I get from the drip and especially from the king.
I appreciate all the things. I've been having too much fun today, so wait a second. Wait, who's rocking out with you? Is it just you?
It's just me.
Oh, wow. Because I heard Danielle.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, Danielle came through. Danielle is being a guest on her own show tonight. She was caught up today and wasn't sure if she was going to be able to make it. And then Mrs. VIP got feeling bad, and then we just kind of winged it and made it work. So I'm glad you had time to come through, though.
Yeah, you know, somebody might have scared me up. I don't know. Somebody might have scared me up, and I might have just made an appearance. But, you know, things happen. Things happen.
I know you got some love to spill all over this mic.
Well, I just might. Somebody might have scared me out and said, come on this show. And I was just like, and I heard, you know, certain people's presence was in the building. So I figured I'd come in here and just, you know, share a little piece of song. I don't know, you know, just. I want to talk about color wine. Well, you know, they had me in here writing down these words. Writing down these words.
I'm going to put my puppy
pad in the chair. See, they told me about these dangling participles.
I'm going to put this puppy pad down in the chair because I know how you be doing. You claim you ain't going to do nothing, and then you come in here and melt everybody's heart.
I'm just going to pull around. That's what I'm going to do. I don't know nothing different. I'm sorry. All right. I'm going to try this out. Let me see if it works. I don't know. Is that too loud?
No, that's good.
All right. All right. When I go to, tell me to go.
All right. The mic is yours.
Okay. You make me remember the essence of your kiss and how it travels the plane of my senses in any sense. It's how you paint emotions, graffiti on the walls of my mind, neon and orange sun rays while John Coltrane plays and loves the game. Sweet like orange cream sickles, the cool kissing of tongue tastes like first love. Your soul is a balm, a healing yawn that knits the remains, the primary heals, pains. How you make me laugh with my foibles and gaffes, the longer we stay. The more a part of me you become. You are the sum of love and understanding, the able in my stable set of being. Your being is supreme, the mana of blessings, the cotton candy of dreams. And if your door is open, I will lay with you. Give you comfort in the form of embrace and elegance, and here all you need is our togetherness, sharing our bodies and the stay and the safety of my touch. The warmth of my affection. Please let me, let you be enveloped. It's excitement and anticipation while missing you, looking at your pictures and videos, hoping that this time flows till the next time I'm with you. And in that time and place, I will give your face as many smiles as it can endure, pure joy and desire, pure passion to match the fire inside of me. I just need your effort to lean in close enough to let my eyes drink you deep. All kisses I keep as tribute from you. Your soul diary arranged like marriage that we join joint magic and not let it sever. Your hold is a promise to me to touch me wholly while letting your ecstasy fly free. With fervent fervor, zest and zeal, your consent will seal the deal while I grant you love with all appeal. And y'all will enjoy your warmth to feel skin flesh, wet with anticipation that pales with no competition with how my soul seeks next to yours complete. Hearts. Hearts in the way that you move inside the right of me. Finds his space and colors comfortably. You pay mortgage in my head, a fixed annuity, the loving gorgeousness, no end in sight to see. Let your rhythm take over me. I won't cop, please. The quicker, the better. Proceed with haste and speed. You are my need. You are my dream. And a kiss come true.
You know what your poetry does to me. I don't even have to tell you. You melt me every time you pick up a mic.
I know nothing. I know nothing.
You lie.
I know nothing.
You lie so pretty.
I know nothing.
So
I know
tell
nothing.
Me what inspired. Tell me what inspired that piece.
I don't know. I just tried to write a little bit, figure out what's happening. Truth be told, I'm in just a different space right now, which is really weird and unusual. I'm just, you know, I'm in a good creative space, absolutely creative space, as you know, because when my creativity is popping, I can do all the stuff that I really need to do. And so that being said, that's really like a beautiful thing, you know, but the other thing is like, you know, it's like being on the fence with your feet in the water, but you're bleeding, and there's sharks on one side, mermaids on the other.
Oh, wow.
it's a weird juxtaposition. I know it sounds strange.
Yeah.
But you know, it's one of those things. So I'm just there. And so, you know, and then as I, you know, my mind expands, you know, it seems like my heart is contracting, so it's a very weird space to be.
Yeah, it sounds like a weird spot to be in, but I can understand it. You know, you go through a lot of stuff in life. After a while, you do get in those weird juxtapositions. And trust me, I know after the last few weeks that I have dealt with, I completely get what you're feeling because my emotions are all over the place still right now. And my physical body is starting to show that these emotions are getting the better of me. And so I'm trying to find that peace within myself right now. So I understand it. Yeah, I started to call you early this morning to discuss some things I was feeling, but I found a space to get in of my own. Not bug you with it, but it was early this morning.
Yeah, I was probably knocked out. I was probably knocked out too.
I look online to see if I see your any of your lights on before I call you, because I know you'd be up the odd hours, like I'd be up the odd hours.
It all depends on what I'm working on. Look, I've been working on some fantastical stuff. Like I can't wait to be done. Like, I love stuff that like squeezes my creative juices. And right now, I'm working on like 3 projects, like that have everything to do with me. But like people, like I trust you with this. And so it's like, you know, you try to figure out, like, I just have too many stuff. So sometimes I'll be up in the weird hours to do certain things. But right now, like, as I plot and plan and things go out, like, I've been taken by storm. Like, this baby stuff has taken me by storm, you know. And my niece just had twins, one boy.
Oh, wow.
Girl, so it's like, yeah. So, you know, I was going to share with everybody, but I didn't get around to it. Like, I'm behind on my announcements on everything. I got a lot of announcements. But I usually be up and everything else like that. But, you know, sometimes I gotta shut it down because sleep is such an important commodity. And that's one of the things I'm learning, like, you know, I identified I had a magnesium deficiency, so I've taken care of that. And so now it's like my focus, like I'm able to do things a little bit better than I used to, which I really appreciate. But sleep is part of that. Sleep is part of recharging my batteries and cleaning out like stuff and, you know, setting the body to rest and resetting my rhythms and things of that sort. So, you know, I used to be up, but sometimes if you hit me, I'm probably sleeping. My phone's on. I fall asleep with my phone on my face. I think I'm the only person who falls asleep with my phone on his forehead. But like how that happened?
Yeah.
I did that so I don't lose my phone because I'll roll on it. I'll lose it. If I'm on the couch, it'll go into the couch, and I got to dig into the couch to get it. I don't like that. So me and my forehead. It's very unusual. I don't know. I just do strange things. Sometimes.
Well, I can't say nothing because my chest usually ends up holding mine.
You know, I was gonna refrain from making chess coats, but if you force me, I'm gonna have to make several chess coats because I'm pretty sure everything falls in. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, if I wear a low cut blouse to dinner, then I'll have snacks for later.
Yeah, we all understand. You know, no offense to anybody. I know that's where the titty money is hidden. We know that's where the titty money is. You know that's it. My mom used to do it. Yeah, my grandma did it.
Yeah.
You know.
My grandmother used to say they were the only two suckers she could trust.
Yo, wait a minute. Wait. Yeah, hold on. Everybody in here is a sucker. Right? No, we're not. You sucking at these breasts. Yes, you
I need it. You should
trust me.
I love to hear you laugh.
No, I'm just saying. I'm before we say you should trust me then. The best sucker you know. Okay, let me stop. This is right here. I've been cutting up so much today. It's just been bad. I've been cutting up everywhere. It's just, I don't know. It's just crazy because you know that whole how you propose you collect and gentrify is excuse my terminology, fucking hilarious. And people cussed me out.
Yeah.
AC always cussed me out. He's like, this is how you get it. I was like, yeah.
They reposted all of them talking about how awful they are.
Yeah.
Well, Holly,
like,
what you got coming
up? Oh, let's see. Let's see. This Saturday, I'm supposed to be at Love Jones Part 3, but I didn't agree to it. So, because I told myself, I said, listen, if you're not paying me like a feature, or you're not featuring me, or you're not renting equipment for me, I don't know why y'all trying to put me to work all the time. These young people is hard on everything else. But I might come just to see if Eros behaves himself, which I just don't think he's going to do it.
Because he's a rotten
miscreant, and he's filthy, and he's dirty. And I'm just telling you, I believe his face smells like coochie juice. But that's just me. That's just me. That's what I feel about it, you know? All right. This Sunday, the Hoochie Collective Collective Lounge will be interviewing Jay Simone, the general, the headmistress, on her book, The Seven Superpowers of Intimacy. We're going to have a, you know, good terse conversation. That's going to be hosted by Prince Drippy.
Okay.
And people, you know, because you know, we love Jippy, you know, he's in here. But I don't know if anybody to fly because he's like ready to fly. I was like, yeah, it's me. So you know, my flyer game sucks because I'm too busy doing other stuff. So you know, but he might ask Omari. Sometimes might happen. That should happen. You know, somebody's gonna kick it out. Like Omari, Yoshi. Somebody's gonna do it. But we're gonna do that. And then later on that evening, Small House of Poetry is featuring yours truly, K-Drip. And I'm just going to go in there, and I'm just going to show some range, ask some questions, be funny. I don't give a shit. You know, I mean, I give a shit, but I'm saying I'm going to, you know, like I'm going to fool around and then be serious, you know, and then fool around, be serious, and, you know,
sounds
do those good things. Because, you know, people haven't heard me be serious in a long time, so I'm going to be serious, man. I'm going to actually do some, you know, the deeper confines of poetry that people are not used to hearing me, the storytelling, the, you know, social justice,
okay,
things, that sort. I think people don't get enough of that from me because everybody's like, hey, you come on, do a lap though. Do a new rap though. Come on, you know. Bring my jaws back. Well, some things I'll get tired of, but you know.
Yeah.
You know, it's fine. You know, but no matter anyway. Anyway, but that's going to happen. And then on Tuesday, we are having Fly Speak. And I'm going to try to go get, because I was trying to get Miss Yankee, but, like, her time is different from our time. And it's going to be, like, 3 o'clock in the morning for her, and I don't know what she's going to do. But I'm very much going to ask Gwen C to come. I'm going to ask this dope poet from Philadelphia to come. And we're just going to run around and do some serious poetry. Like, we're going to fool around and get it all done. Because, you know, these are dope-ass fucking people doing dope-ass, you know, in Fly Speak. We love to do the dopest poems and everything else like that. Not saying it's better than anybody else. We just do things a little bit differently, you know. And we here on the Tiffany Radio Universe, we encourage you to take your socks off and boldly go with poems, if not poem before. That's what we're going to do. And then that weekend, I think, wait, that weekend is, I think I have three shows coming up the following week. I think I have something on the 22nd, 23rd. It's weird. It's like weird bookings and stuff like that, you know. Plus, you know, John's going to be out of school, so I get to throw him in the snow as much as possible, his big rusty butt. Because, you know, he likes to take my gloves because my gloves are really good for throwing snow because, like, they don't get wet. They don't get wet. So he's stolen my gloves. I don't have red gloves anymore. He officially wears them. And it's like, and they go all the way up, and he's got that super big pocket eye just got him. So he doesn't feel anything if you hit him with snow at all. So he loves to hit, you know. And me, I'm running around in a goddamn vest. Getting pelted. It's not even good, you know. It's not good. Anyway, that's the first point. But, yeah, that's what I'm doing. It's going to be fun, I guess.
All right, love. Well, I appreciate you coming through and supporting the show and shooting the breeze with me. And I'm going to send you on over there to Temptation Station. Rare Epiphany is over there. And Just Jay and C-Double.
If I go over there and I did this poem, Rare's going to take the jaws. I don't know if I should go over there. She's going to roll him up the pole in the convent.
Yeah, Lou Draws was over there, too. So, yeah. Lou Draws was the first one over there.
Where has that miscreant been? Where has he been? Miss that guy. Listen, you know, I need him to say Phalanges one good time for me.
I need him to say it.
I need to go, you'll never find bling, bling, bling.
Just one time.
I miss that guy. He popping up, disappearing, going, you know.
He's over there in the bar. He's the one that cracked seal on that bottle of scotch tonight, so.
No, I ain't drinking that. That should make you scratch your ear with your shoe. I was the moon. I ain't drinking that shit. That's like moonshine. So, yeah, drink the moonshine. I'm like, hell no. That's how Drippy will catch you, too. But see, the problem is, the next meetup that we decided, me and Drippy decided we was going to make some moonshine. Like, we was like, we must do this. I told him the recipe. He's like, we got to do it. I was like, yeah, we do. We got to do it. Okay.
Let's I need point. Some all moonshine right. So I can make my vanilla.
A word?
Yeah.
Oh, let me find out.
Yeah.
I don't think I ever seen you drunk before. I have to see that.
I have been a little tipsy. I'm not going all the way drunk, but yeah, I feel safe around the drip, you know. So I take a few more drinks than I normally would, but I don't go too far because I want to know while I was drinking.
You know, the drip is a safe place. Ain't nobody, you know. We all gonna make sure everybody's okay. We just got to worry about what other people are doing. You know,
But see, I talk a whole lot of shit when I'm drinking.
Is it, that's okay.
That,
you know, that's what it is.
Yeah, I'm good for writing checks that my ass can't cash.
You know what? Don't drink no drinks that I make. You stay right where you at.
Yeah, because I'm going to be woke up in bed with something strange and don't know how I got there, so.
No, well, I don't know about all that. waking up next to a grizzly bear, I don't know what that's all about, but you gotta figure that out. You ain't gonna do it. That's why I ain't gonna get. I'm be like, you. As soon as you come to the table, I'm be like, you can't have none. I'm gonna tell you just like that. You know, after Geronimo was out. Geronimo was out. He's like, what you put in this? He's like, I didn't even see it coming. I said, that's the point. I said, you never see it coming. I said, tastes so good. Y'all think it's a regular drink. It's not. I said, I get it. So, yeah, everybody. So when you come, be like, no. I'm like, absolutely not. You know what I mean? You're like, well, absolutely nothing. Absolutely not. You're like, can I? No. Absolutely not. It's a no. Sorry. Anyways.
All right.
That being said, all right, send me over to Temptation Station over there. You know, I'm gonna go over there,
right.
Take my socks off, do the huckabuck, you know, whatever.
All right. Well, you have a good time over there, and I will catch you on the other side.
All right. I'll see you soon. One
love, one mic.
All right.
Mojave, King Drip himself, has come through the building. We're going to jump over here and hit a few tunes here and then see if anybody else comes through. It is 5 minutes before the Blog Talk lady is going to cut you off. So if you're listening online, you need to call in right now at 319-527-6300. Don't forget to press that 1 if you got something you want to spit. We're going to take a little bit of a music break, hit a couple of IDs, and then if anybody else is out there that wants to spit, then just come on through. Tonight, it's been a beautiful show, and I appreciate all of you. Blog Talk Lady sounding like she's going to cut me off tonight. I got a feeling. So we're not going to push it. I appreciate all of you. Thank you for coming through. And I hope you had a beautiful Valentine's Day. Good night.